Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech, driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your hosts, Derek Osborne and Emily Hudson.
So before we introduce our next guest, I'd like to introduce my new podcast host. I'd like to welcome to the show, Derek Osborne.
Thank you, Emily. It's a pleasure to be here.
Derek, tell us a little bit about your background. How did you get to be part of the Intel on AI podcast?
Yeah, so I'm coming to the AI podcast. I've been working in the world of AI for the past 5 years or so. I was previously working within Intel's HR organization and finding ways to use natural language processing to improve our hiring practices and to improve our retention rates here at Intel.
Well, thanks, Derek. I'm super excited to have you as part of the podcast. And with that, let's go on to our new interview. Today's guest is Yinhao Gong, the founder and CEO of Subtle Medical. Welcome, Yinhao.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Can you give us a little background about yourself and your role with Subtle?
PhD from Stanford, working several years research on medical imaging plus AI. And we have several like research progress papers. And then we think about it's a really good opportunity to put what we have working on into real clinics and commercialize it. So I co-founded Subtle Medical with a professor slash radiologist from Stanford, Dr. Greg Zahacek. So two of us co-founded this company, and I'm currently founder and CEO at Subtle Medical, and we have a small team of around 15 people right now, and we are based in Menlo Park next to Stanford. And what we are doing is using AI and deep learning and all this advanced technology, computation technology, to improve medical imaging quality and workflow. Our first product is called Subtle PET. PET is a nuclear medicine imaging modality that is the common radiology exam you will have to do when you try to screen or staging cancers and all the other neurological diseases. So what we do is we're using AI to improve the quality of PET image and make it faster. So it's basically provide faster and safer exam powered by AI to patients. It's already got FDA cleared end of last year, and we are right now commercializing to apply it in clinics. And also behind that product, a lot of competition is powered by Intel technology and accelerated using frameworks such as OpenVINO. And so that's why we are very excited about new technology Intel is building, and we are looking forward to partner with Intel working on this.
That's really cool work that you're working on. So when I go to the hospital, I go and they request some sort of imaging, whether it be a CAT scan, a PET, or MRI, I kind of lump them all together. Can you tell us a little bit about what a PET scan is and what currently the experience would be for a patient? And then tell us a little bit about how that experience is going to change with Subtle PET.
PET is a nuclear medicine exam. So usually the imaging is to monitor the activation inside the body. So a patient is injected some nuclear tracers. There are several tracers considered as sugar with radioactive marking. And then the PET camera just looking at how this activation of the tracer goes, and usually it will highlight where the lesion is. And the level of activation will represent the lesion, the staging of the cancer, etc. So that's for the PET exam. And usually the exam itself has to be maybe 1 hour long at least, combining maybe around 30 minutes injection and waiting, and another 30 minutes is the scan part. And in the scanning, you have to distill in a big PET scanner, and to usually PET is combined with CT or MR for the structure image information to see not only the anatomical changes but also the activation of the potential lesion. So the PET product is to using AI to make this exam more higher quality and improve patient comfort as well.
So, Yinhao, you had mentioned at the beginning your work with the Intel framework OpenVINO. Can you talk a little bit more about how that helps your solution?
Yeah, definitely. So our latest version is fully integrated with OpenVINO and other acceleration frameworks. And specifically, by combining OpenVINO, we can also accelerate the inference part by more than 2 times. So put this to a more like concrete way. So basically what we try to do is to shrink a say 28 to 30 minute exam to say 6 minutes. And because we can improve the quality and we work with hospitals and they find we can actually get clinical equivalent results with actually like a quarter of time and of the imaging. But definitely we want to improve the entire workflow, means not only the imaging part, but also how the imaging is processed and when it be delivered to the PAC system or the workstation, the radiologists need to review it. So the entire image delivery side is what SADA is working on for PET and other image modality as well. So specifically, the reason we try to improve the processing is if you just use without acceleration, the processing can take maybe minutes. So we want to accelerate the even the deep learning inference time. So combining OpenVINO, we can also cut that part of time by at least half. So combining fast scan and fast processing is the really way to make entire workflow to be faster and safer, which benefit both the patient, clinicians, and providers.
That's wonderful. So for those listeners who might not be as familiar with OpenVINO, it works specifically on vision applications. And what's wonderful about it is that it integrates with Intel technology that's already present in the medical devices on site. And so Subtle Medical, it's easy for you to integrate your technology with the existing hardware and software that these hospitals may already be using, correct?
Yeah, that's one of the key points. Like using OpenVINO is basically open the door to really using infrastructure on site. One thing is very important to us if we want to shrink the time to really deploy the product. So we have to work with the computing resources already in the hospitals. And we find combining OpenVINO opens the door to using their existing CPUs in a more efficient way. So that's really make it possible without additional back and forward discussing with IT, talking about different ways to deploy. I think that's an open door for more efficient deployment. We want to use the best use of the resources to generate the higher quality image.
When you go through this process, do you still need to inject with the same amount of gadolinium as you would with a regular patient if you're not using Subtle PET?
So the gadolinium is an MR contrast. So it's another product we are working on. So for Subtle PET, patients will be injected the PET like radio tracers. And for MR, around 30 to 50% MR exam has to be injected contrast, and the gadolinium is the MR contrast. So we have another product, maybe another two products on MR. One is to make MR faster, and the other one is also recently have a lot of exposure and get awarded by RSNAs to using AI to reduce the gadolinium dosage.
If you're using the full Subtle PET kit, what type of time frame would it take to do both the injection and the scan?
From the patient experience perspective, they will just still rest in the 30 minutes or 20 minutes injection time based on the hospital settings. And the more in comfort time is the 30 minute scan part because the patient has to be placed inside a huge scanner. Sometimes they may feel like anxiety inside the scanners, but so this is a 30 minute scan, they have to stay still. And that's where we using AI to cut time on. And so they can shrink the 30 minute scan to 6 minutes. And by combining deep learning, AI, and advanced processing, we can cut the maybe processing time from, to say, 1 to 2 minutes. And then the entire imaging to image delivery time may be 6 plus 1 or 2 to something within 8 to 10 minutes. So that's the benefit. And we think it's the immediate value that AI can provide. And so in addition to a lot of AI, complementary in the more diagnosis space, Subtle Medical is basically working on using AI to improve, empower radiologists to see higher quality image or to make the scanner used more efficient way. And so that's what we are working on in PET and MR product and other product we are working on.
That's incredible. I think it's so exciting. You know, we are seeing so many advances, especially in the medical industry with the use of artificial intelligence. And it's really exciting what is now possible that we can do. You had mentioned about Intel technologies and how much they're helping you achieve these speedups. And I also am aware that you're a member of our AI Builders program. Could you talk a little bit about how that's helped you develop your Subtle PET solution?
Yeah, so I think specifically we find Intel team member supporting us. It's very, like, have participants schedule a lot of meetings with us to understand our needs, and several of our request features actually in the recent release been like basically included in the design of the OpenVINO product. So that's very grateful, and I think we're very helpful to us, because we otherwise we have to have ad hoc development on top of OpenVINO, which may not be feasible. So basically, the Intel team member help us to take the best use of what OpenVINO can provide us, and also for the benchmarking, for the improve the processing time, we also get a lot of help from them. So that's the help we get from the AI Builder program. And also, there are a lot of opportunities we can communicate with technical leaders and people who are also actively in AI community. Our Relay conference is also part of the Intel AI like events. So I think there are a lot of events we are invited to, and we actively apply to talk about how we are using AI technology, using Intel technology to improve the products and to deliver the more advanced, efficient, higher quality products to clinicians and to patients. So I think that's a lot of help we get from the program.
That's great. What's next for Settle Medical?
The Settle Pad is the first product. It's got FDA cleared around the end of last year, and we are basically starting clinical post-FDA deployment right now. So there are a lot of hospitals already transitioned from piloting to real clinical usage to really try to change the workflow to provide faster, safer exam to patients. And in addition, we are also working on Settle MR. It's an MR product similar to Settle Pad, but the idea is we can reduce the noise, improve the resolution by using AI, and we enable around 4 times faster MR exams. All the hospitals there may be long waiting line for MR exams. So we want to make it possible to have a higher quality and faster and even more accurate MR exams. And we are also working with partners to developing an MR contrast product for reducing the gallium and contrast dose, get the same quality with lower injected dose. For some specific certain type of patients, it's a necessary solution for them. For example, for patients with marginal kidney function issues, it's on the borderline about whether the physician can inject the amount of dosage to them. And with this technology, they can get benefit for both sides, reduce the dose so it's safer to them, and the same quality so they can benefit from contrast-enhanced MR to see the lesions.
That's great. And one thing you pointed out here that I think is really interesting, actually impressive that you already were able to get, is the FDA clearance. There are a lot of use cases within the medical field for deep learning and for AI as a whole, but FDA clearance can often be a substantial barrier to entry. I know that you received the 510K clearance, which requires you to show that there's something substantially equivalent out in the market. Can you talk a little bit about what you use to be substantially equivalent to Settle PET?
So Settle PET is specifically using like low-dose CT software enhancement system as a predicate. And the basic idea is we using AI and deep learning, but the goal is the same as low-dose CT enhancement. So in low cities, there are a lot of different products try to using mostly not deep learning, but also like the way advanced algorithm to improve image quality. So you can use low-dose CT but get similar quality as a full-dose CT. And for PET, we're using one of the low-dose CT products and show, I think we got a higher bar than those products because we're using AI. I think a structured way FDA think about how to work on the FDA clearance for AI products. And I think last year, maybe there are at least 10, I think around 20 products get FDA cleared on the AI patients. And Settle PET is, I think, the first one in nuclear medicine, also the first one in image enhancement. But there are definitely a lot ones on the assisted diagnosis to highlight lesions. And I assume they can also use what there's already some product using conventional method to do the same thing, right? So basically they can use that for 15K perspective. So AI is definitely new things for the FDA, but they are structured the way FDA think about how to handle it.
That's really cool. I hope that you getting this FDA approval will help break some barriers for other companies trying to use deep learning in medical imaging. That's really great.
And now, for listeners who'd like to find out more about Settle Medical Solutions, where should they go?
Settle Medical website is www.settlemedical.com. And also, we are in several conferences. Upcoming is SNMMI, it's the Nuclear Medicine Conference. And we are also presenting in Overlay AI conference in San Jose in September. So there are a lot of ways to find us. And we are located close to Stanford. And so there are a lot of AI community here as well. And we are very active.
Well, thank you again for joining us. This is Emily Hudson.
And I'm Derek Osborne.
And this has been Intel on AI.